Hello everyone, welcome back. This is episode 89 of my podcast, Brain Dribble, where it's the Christmas season, the feeling of the tinsel, that's something Christmas related. I'm not one of those people who is ever in the mood for a fire, indoors at least. Like a bonfire around the pit, outside in the open air where it's natural, you know, fires start by themselves, but you decide to gather a couple of your friends and light some dry wood on fire, light some wood on fire that you just recently bought at a grocery store. Because a bonfire night always starts with a trip to the grocery store, and everyone knows that. But what I don't understand is why people feel the need to invite that open flame into their home. Nothing good has ever come from there being fire indoors. If you have a fireplace, you should just fucking kill yourself. Jump in the fire. I never had a chimney growing up. That's why I never believed in Santa. I was like, this doesn't make any sense. He comes down the chimney. What chimney? I don't have a fireplace. So, a pretty big plot hole there. You might want to update your book, because most people probably have electric fireplaces now. Most people probably don't even have a house. So, there definitely needs to be some updates to the Santa lore for how he gets the presents indoors. Something's going on. Someone's messed up, guys. Santa can't just come into your apartment, the one apartment that you own, but you don't own it. You just pay a premium to reserve it for yourself. You're paying somebody else's mortgage. That's why I'm trying to get into the real estate game. I'm putting my money aside. I'm trying to save up and buy an apartment complex. See if I can't have myself a couple of suckers who will be forced to pay more and more every year. But there's some serious shenanigans going on with the Santa lore, and it really needs to be updated. As we've established, not everyone has a fireplace or a chimney. In fact, most people probably don't even have an apartment. What am I supposed to tell my kids who I have? And I'm homeless. How's Santa going to get them their presents? You got to go to the shelter. You just got to go. Dude, we can't have you here with your kids. You guys smell like shit. No one wants you here. And I know that this is like a public establishment. And it's made for this purpose. To give the needy what they need so bad. It's a really, really clever way to describe people who are in need of shit. The needy. Kind of makes them sound like they don't deserve it. Oh, you're being so needy. Fucking fuck you, you know? Tell me what I can and cannot have. But you know what? I'm sitting here. I may not have a real fireplace. I may not even have an electric one. But everyone has an electric fireplace. It just doesn't produce any heat. And it can be found on a YouTube live stream. They've done a really good job. You know what? YouTube streams, you're really good at setting a mood. I'll tell you that much. I appreciate it. I appreciate the effort, but yeah, we really can't have you in here with your kids. You guys smell like shit. And you're too needy, you know? Pull yourself up by your bootstraps. Oh, what? You don't have boots? Pull yourself up by your toenails that are getting too long, because you don't have toenail clippers either. Just grab a hold of those suckers and just tear them right back. And what? So you could get some sick air? Who knows, dude? I'm not keeping score. Are you? Get out of here with your disgusting family, okay? Santa is ableist or economically biased. And honestly, I'm not going to even mention Santa to my kids. I think by then, the world will be so messed up. Because we're already going. They're so good. Everything is so good right now. Everybody, isn't everybody so happy? Don't you love everything in the world right now? The world's burning. Because we invited it into our homes, okay? I mean, what is the thought process there? We're going to put a flame next to us so we could feel toasty, but also risk burning down the house. Burning down the house. Yeah, not fooling me. Santa, not fooling me. Fire, not coming inside. Uh-uh. Even candles, dude. Fuck that shit. They have the fake candles. You can get the fake plastic ones that even look like a little flicker, you know? They move around and sometimes you're like, wow, is that real or fake? And sometimes you get the two confused and you spill a glass of water on the table. So you just put a bunch of napkins down. You don't realize where the napkins are. And then turns out a hole was burnt in one. I'm calling out Santa. I'm calling out fire. I'm calling out candles. Get out of my house. I'm fucking sick of you. Coming in here acting like you own the place. This is my house. This is my room in a house. This is my bed. You get away. You ever think about, why don't I do this shit? Why don't I run a 24-hour live stream of Christmas jazz so that people, when they do their podcasts, they can look it up and listen to it to set a mood, you know? My fireside chat. I need to think like the consumer. I need to build my brand. Oh my God, if I hear another fucking person talk about building your YouTube audience, my YouTube algorithm is a fucking disaster, dude. Ever since I gave up smoking weed, my addiction has completely changed. And now I'm obsessed with my YouTube analytics and posting and making sure everybody's watching. But you know what? Fuck that bullshit too. You know, I don't need that. I don't need any of that bullshit. I think it's interesting how when you're on the football team, because you know how you're on the football team. Yeah, I think, isn't it crazy how when you're on the football team and like football people are like the hyper masculine type, the homophobic type, right? And the biggest achievement that you can get for playing football in high school is the Letterman jacket. You're writing letters to men, bro? Are you kidding me? That's the gayest shit I've ever heard. And it's really just upsetting that you'd think that is in any way even remotely heterosexual. Writing letters to men, unless it's somebody, a relative in prison. If you're writing a letter to a pen pal, if you have, you know what? No, actually, I'm going to do a complete 180. We need to bring back pen pals. That's right. I said it. Remember in fucking preschool when you had a pen pal and you wrote to him and you talked to him like he was your best friend? I guess, people on the internet. But it's different because it's letters and it takes a while, you know? We need to bring back slower communication because then it will mean more. I'm sick of being able to get anyone at any time. I need to throw my phone in the trash. I have this impulsive urge to just hop on a train and I don't know where I'll go. And I have the opportunity to do it right now. I could go on a crazy adventure and find myself. What's stopping me? Maybe because all I ever needed was right here all along. It's like the spoiler of the movie. What are you supposed to do when you already know the ending of the movie? You go on your little adventure and then you have to come back to reality and realize that that wasn't shit, you know? You didn't find yourself. You just had some fun for a bit. And it was more of a manic episode than really like finding yourself. I don't know, man. Maybe I just don't have the money to afford a real getaway. I don't know. How much is a train? I'm going to say, because I thought it, to Busan. How much does a train to Busan cost? I don't, can't fucking get a train to there. It's in Asia. How much does a train cost to get to somewhere? Can I train hop? I want to do something spontaneous and silly and crazy, as the kids say. And you know what? I said it. So yeah, I'm admitting I'm kind of like a kid still. I don't think anyone my age is truly like grown up. Everyone who's 24 is still broke as shit. And I don't know. I'll get a job at Starbucks or something. Get paid some money to do some things for some time. And then go back and pursue my real passion, which is just talking shit online. I think everything that I say is supposed to be funny. No, let me be thought-provoking. Let me be profound on the internet. I'm just so anti, I don't know where I begin and where I end. I just say what I think, and it's not rocket science. But you're goddamn right, I'm gonna sit here and overanalyze it, because that's what podcasters do now. They overanalyze how different they are from real people to justify being a podcaster in the first place. I don't know. To be a podcaster really means you don't know how to have friends. To be a podcaster is to have a content creation disease where you'd rather hold your tongue because you don't want to say anything funny if it's not being captured. You're like, wow, I really wish I recorded that and I could upload it and alchemize it into content and basically live a fourth of a life. Because for every 1 hour, you know what? An eighth of a life. Because for every hour that you talk to someone, you're spending 2 hours or 8 hours. That was really good math right there. Some mental math. How many times does one go into eight? Is it two? No, I'm not sitting here talking for 4 hours. I just think it's interesting the way that society. That is how I feel deep down. And if you don't agree with it, that's fine. You're allowed to have your own opinion. But me personally, I like to think that, you know, society, let me talk in your ears for a second, okay? Let me allow you to passively watch the days go by. Because that's what I've been doing. I don't know what the hell is happening. I think working is stinky. I think working is a stinky, poopy thing. And so I have to escape the matrix by creating an AI OnlyFans model. That'll be my way out. I'll fucking game the system. I'm going to take advantage of people with addictions and just create YouTube content and podcasts, I guess. You never heard of that addiction before, a podcast addiction. You've got to stop listening to all these podcasts, man. It's really getting in the way. I'd love to see a podcast junkie, somebody who lost their job and they're on the streets because all they want to do is listen to podcasts, which is fucking stupid because you could find a job where you can also listen to podcasts. But who am I to judge, you know? All I'm saying is that working is just depressing nowadays. You get fired once and you're like, man, I really kind of wanted that to happen, to be honest. Maybe I'm just falling off the... I'm just becoming a leech in society, you know? Gonna look up how to get a disability or something after this. Welfare? Can I break my own leg so I can get welfare? It was an accident. Maybe I'll just go to jail and that'll fix my life up. Maybe that'll teach me the work ethic that I need. I think going to jail will provide me with some important life experience that I failed to acquire at any other point in my life. You know? Because fuck, man. I don't have any skills. I hardly know anything. I didn't want to know anything because fucking philosophy. I'm like, what's the point in knowing anything if you're still going to die? And now I just kind of have like a learning disability. And the only thing that I'm able to do is look at and adapt to YouTube analytics. Dude, I get praise from a machine that I didn't get from my father. Green numbers on a screen give me validation that I don't get from my father. And you know what? I guess that's fine. I guess the subscribers will do. I guess these impressions will do. YouTube is just a big multi-level marketing scheme where you work for free enough and then you can finally, it's a privilege to start making money. And that's just honestly genius. Because that's how you really get rich nowadays in the attention economy. You have to masterfully manipulate the human populace. And I don't have a fucking point. Fuck Santa and all his little helpers. Who needs him? I don't know. Yeah, man. Sometimes I think I'm just retarded. And none of this is staying in. But I still have to keep talking because eventually I'll run out of shit to say about this topic and I'll just revert back to being silly and goofy again. It's like you gotta get through the shit in order to get to the meat, you know? When you're taking a shit, the crap comes out. That's a good way to describe podcasting. When you're taking a dump, there's a lot of shit that comes out. I think it exposes a lot of people, especially, you know, I don't know if you give a shit, but some podcasters are exposing themselves to people in more ways than one. Some comedians like it when people see their penis. And I don't really know, I don't really know, this is going to sound harsh, right? But like, isn't that kind of a mild trauma? Because listen, like, there's got to be levels to the shit. Now, I know this is not a popular belief, right? But I think personally, if I had to, like, if we're making a tier list, because that's an easily digestible way to think about this, right? I think, no, I don't think you want to make a trauma tier list. Because which one's good and which one's bad, right? Because I guess S tier, then what I'm saying is if we're making a tier list about trauma, then S tier would have to be the least traumatizing thing, you know? Like of all the things on the list, I guess I'd want that one to happen to me the most. So, I guess if we're ranking them, I don't see how you would not rather see a guy's dick than get kidnapped. You know? That's all I'm trying to say. If there's no other takeaway from this entire podcast, not this episode, I think it's that somebody needs to shut the fuck up. It's just like I've had my ass grabbed multiple times. And in that moment, I have a choice. I could move on because it didn't, I don't know. I'm still alive. But let me tell you, the next time that someone grabs my ass, I'm fighting back. All right. There's somebody out there who needs to hear that, but they won't. they won't because I'm telling them here instead of in person because it'll be so fun to just fucking kick their ass next time. Holy shit. I can't wait. Dude, I can't. Talking about making a trauma tier list. And I'm over here saying, I can't wait for my ass to be grabbed the next time so I can fucking beat someone up. I think I've gone long enough in my life to where I've earned a badge. I'm allowed to kick someone's ass now if they fuck with me again. So that's your official warning. And... if anyone listens to this and also happens to know who I'm talking about, then that's great, I guess. I don't know. No one that number is actually zero. So I guess I'm making threats to no one. This person might not even exist as far as you know. Like if he turns sideways, he might just disappear. Beating up a fucking anorexic bitch. That's what the title of this podcast should be called. Beating up an anorexic little bitch. Fuck it, dude. I'm leaning back in my chair with my feet on my desk like I'm about to get a fucking rim job, all right? This is how we record. This is how we do it on my podcast, all right? Sometimes some things weren't meant to be seen. I'm definitely going to do these fireside chats more often because I think I have some thoughts that I need to get out that just aren't worth editing into fucking clips, bro. Not everything has to be a TikTok clip, all right? Sometimes you could just put yourself out there. Similarly to how some comedians like it when people see their cocks. I like it when I fucking raw dog your brain with my thoughts, all right? So just know that by you listening to this podcast, the words that you're hearing right now, you're feeding my ego that will be ever expanding as the numbers grow. And they must grow because if they don't, well... we all know what happens when they don't. A boy gets sad. I'm such a fucking child. I'm basically laying on my bed with my fucking feet swinging around. What do they call it? When a sleepover, a cliche girl on the phone on the bed with her feet swinging around. This is one of my favorite bits on my podcast, is where I can't think of a regular fucking word, so I just have to say things in roundabout ways. I'm basically the high school girl lying on her bed, kicking her feet, I guess. Which is really not a good way to describe what that is. If I did get it correct. Kicking her feet. Because you know what I'm trying to get you to imagine. You're already imagining it. But now when you really sit down and think about what kicking feet is, it's just nothing. It's just you're kicking yourself in the foot. Is that something else? You know, the English language is a fucking, just a dumpster fire, bro. I'm sick of it. Sick of the English language. What the heck? What does it all mean? I'm giddy, okay? I'm giddy when I say fucked up things because that, if nothing else, truly, if I'm being real for a second, that's really what it's all about. Is the biggest thing about meditation is you don't get to pick your thoughts. So I don't think there's anything wrong with just watching them come in and announcing what they are. Actions speak louder than words. I can say the most fucked up shit as long as I didn't do anything. I could keep doing this. I could keep exploring my shitty dumb thoughts. And no one can do shit about it because I live in the US of A, baby. Can't say whatever you want in Canada. They'll arrest you. Where? But I guess what I'm saying is that I'm a little silly Billy. And I like to do, I like to say dumb things. Oh, let me talk about what my New Year's resolutions are. My New Year's resolution for 2024 is to continue making content until it works out. Is to continue pushing on, push it along. And I hope that you'll do the same. Because this is an all jokes aside. I gotta preface it with that because I'll find a way to turn it into a joke somehow midway through. And so you're like, is he being serious or is he joking? Yes. All the time, it's both. Yeah, I guess what I'm trying to say is things are looking bleak in the world. And they have been for a while because how do you really know what's going on except to follow whoever's telling you what's going on? And they have all types of incentives to tell you things that aren't true and things that are extreme and things that will make you a more angry person. And there's really no way to win, because once you give it up, you just don't really have, like, you have even less to talk about with people. You know, it's becoming increasingly hard to find somebody who I can feel the vibe. I mean, that's why you got to hold close to people you got, man. If you know what I'm talking about, when you find somebody who you don't even have to have had a conversation with them, you just walk by them and there's an energy there that's important not to forget, to not let the energy die. And I guess, yeah, and in today's world, it's easy to get swept up, and it's easy to become complacent, and it's easy to forget, and it's easy to just let this life wash over you. I wanted to take this time to just be honest and say that I may not always be the best friend, and I think a lot of it has to do with growing up in front of a screen. But, you know, I can't use that as an excuse my whole life for why I'm distant. But what am I going to do? Go to therapy? Fuck all that, right? So the only solution then is to just do a podcast and just have genuine conversations, because it's easier for you to do in front of a camera. Because this is the way you are. Is that a good? That doesn't sound like the right way to be. But you know what? I don't even fucking know, dude. And that's brain dribble for you. I think that is gonna about wrap it up for this evening. This little fireside chat with Tyler Damsma on Brain Dribble, episode 89. I hope that you enjoy listening to my vocal cords rumble and make their way into your ear canal and drum. Not sure which comes first. Not sure if ear canal is even a biological location. And you know what? If you're listening to this and you feel like talking, just reach out to me. Just DM me on whatever, wherever. Yeah, I think that's a thing that I would like to extend the offer to you. If you want to talk about anything, I would like to be there for you. Like the intro to Friends. Oh, what the hell? Well, it truly must be time to go, because the Christmas jazz music live stream just fucking ended. I guess I'll see you in the next fucking episode. Bye. Just ruined my fucking mood. I work so hard to create a vibe, and they just end the stream. Fucking piece of shit.